This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time now to catch up again with RNIB's policy and campaigns team. We're joined this month by Ross Megan, Tom Skelton and Roisin Jacklin. Welcome in to you all.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hi, thank you.
Well, Tom, we're starting by looking ahead to upcoming local elections in May. How are RNIB getting ready?
So we are encouraging blind and partially sighted people with elections in their area to request the reasonable adjustments that will enable them to vote independently and in secret. Our turned out report last year on voting experiences at the general election showed that only a quarter of blind voters can vote independently and in secret. But there are solutions available that allow voters to vote independently and in secret. But unfortunately, the same report showed that 73% of respondents didn't even know that they could request reasonable adjustments. So we are encouraging blind and partially sighted voters to get in touch with their local electoral services and request the device that is the best currently available solution. This is the audio tactile device, the McGonagall Reader. It's the best currently available solution and enables blind and partially sighted voters to vote independently and in secret. We did an accessible voting trial back in 2023, and this was clearly the best device. It had a 93% accuracy rate with correct votes being cast using this device, which was by far the highest of any solution trialed that day. Three quarters of participants said that it was the best device with which to review the information on the ballot paper, and 92% said it was the best device to make their mark for their chosen candidate. Also in our report last year, every respondent who used this device, the audio tactile device, said that it improved their voting experience. And every respondent who used the McGonagall Reader to vote was satisfied with their voting experience, which was double the general satisfaction rate. So to encourage blind and partially sighted people to request this device from their local electoral services, we are putting a template letter together. This will be on our website, or we can send it to you by email or in whatever format you want us to communicate it to you. And we are also putting on some online sessions on Microsoft Teams to talk you through the process of requesting this device and any other reasonable adjustments that you will need to vote.
And ahead of visiting the ballot box, is it possible to know exactly what kind of provisions you'll be greeted with when you go to cast your votes?
So yes, there are some provisions which are a minimum standard. So there is the tactile voting device that a lot of listeners will have come across. There is a large print ballot paper for reference. There are magnifiers and additional lighting. But the point is that for this device, the audio tactile device that is the best currently available solution, you have to request it of your local electoral services. So at the moment, the way that the system is currently set up, the onus is on us as blind and partially sighted people to request from the local electoral services this device. So the only way you can get this specific device is to contact your local electoral services, whether by telephone, by email, or by writing to them. And you will get a response from the electoral services to tell you whether or not they will be providing the device. We think that every electoral services should be providing this device. And we encourage, however, every blind and partially sighted person to request it, because currently it's not available everywhere that there are elections. So please do use our template letter and request it if you have elections in your area.
and you mentioned the sessions from RNIB about reasonable adjustments. How can people take part?
So the best way is just to email the campaigns team, the campaigns mailbox, and I know those details are going to be given later on. But I'll just run through the sessions. Are next Tuesday, the 1st of April, next Thursday, the 3rd of April, and the following Tuesday, the 8th of April. So that's Tuesday, the 1st of April at 5:30, Thursday, the 3rd at 2 p.m., and Tuesday, the 8th at 2 p.m. And I should also just run through some important deadlines and dates for people who have elections in their area. There are there's the register to vote deadline, which is Friday, the 11th of April, registering for a postal vote, Monday, the 14th of April, and Wednesday, the 23rd of April is the deadline, both for nominating a proxy vote and to apply for a voter authority certificate, which is the identification that local authorities provide if you don't have photo ID, which of course you need to vote. And our research shows that 13% of blind and partially sighted voters might not have the required photo ID. So keep those deadlines in mind and come along to our sessions if you're interested and have elections in your area.
Well, of course, there's been a lot of reaction to the government's proposed reforms of access to work and PIP. Roisin, what's been the latest?
Yeah, so it's been quite a worrying few weeks. Last week, we got the announcement that there are going to be big cuts to kind of vital benefits like personal independence payments if the government's plans go ahead. So we're worried that this could leave kind of some blind and partially sighted people kind of thousands of pounds worse off for you.
And how are RNIB campaigners making their voices heard? I know we often talk about communicating with your local MP.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of key with this one. Although kind of the proposals and plans we got last week were a consultation document, unfortunately the plans, particularly around personal independence payment, are not up for consultation. But we do know that they're going to be voted through in Parliament. So it's really important kind of anyone who can gets in touch with their MP and really kind of urges them to use their voice to stand up for blind and partially sighted people and kind of push them to stop this change going ahead. So we've put together a really easy kind of MP action so people can kind of within minutes get in touch with their MP and kind of outline their concerns about if this change does go ahead.
And is there a proposed timeline for the potential changes?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Just to stress, kind of nothing's changing immediately. And the changes will come in if they go ahead from 2026. And particularly around the changes with PIP, that would be for new claimants from November 2026. And then for existing claimants once a PIP claim comes under review. So we've still got time to really fight back and kind of use our voice to get in touch with MPs.
And if someone's concerned about their own personal situation, where's the best place to go for support?
Yeah, that's a really good point. We've got our kind of helpline, do get in touch. And we've also, if you want to visit the website, we've done a bit of a digest of kind of some of the main plans and proposals in last week's kind of consultation. So you can get kind of more information there. And just to mention, obviously, we'll be keeping a close eye on how this kind of affects benefits kind of across the UK, particularly in Scotland, where we know benefits like PIP are being moved onto the adult disability payment. And with our action, we'll also have a separate action so people in Scotland can kind of get in touch with their MP and raise kind of specific concerns there around the welfare reforms.
Well, Ross, a busy month as ever for the policy and campaigns team. What's the best way to keep up to date with the work that you're doing?
Yeah, so firstly, as Roisin mentioned there, we've got an e-action on our website for people to email their MP if they're concerned about the UK government's welfare proposals. You can access that simple template letter by going to rnib.in/pip25wp. And more widely, if you want to get in touch about welfare or the accessible voting work that Tom mentioned, that you can contact us by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk, by phone on 0303 123 9999. And to follow our work and get regular updates online, you can just search in your browser RNIB campaigning news, and that should take you through to a page with all the relevant updates from our team. And if you're on Twitter, Blue Sky or Threads, then just searching for RNIB campaigns will bring up our account where we post regularly about everything we're up to.
From RNIB's campaigns team, Ross Megan, Tom Skelton and Roisin Jacqueline. Thanks to you all for joining us this month on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.